Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1 to 5. 1 Samuel 18, 1 to 5. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return home to his family. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow and his belt. Whatever mission Saul sent him on, David was so successful that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the troops and Saul's officers as well. My theme for reflection is the gift of true friendship. The gift of true friendship. Friendship. What does that word stir up in you or for you? Joy. Warmth, perhaps memories of support and laughter, or maybe betrayal, loss, and the sting of trust misplaced. In a world that often pulls us apart through the busyness of life, the distractions of technology, and the divisions caused by ideology, finding and nurturing true friendships can be a challenge. Studies show that people today, especially men, have fewer friends than ever before. Yet the Bible is filled with examples of deep, meaningful friendships that speak to our innate need for connection. One such friendship is between David and Jonathan, a bond that shows us the beauty of loyal companionship. In 1 Samuel 18, we see three important aspects of their friendship: knitted souls, a covenant of love, and sacrificial giving. Let us explore these aspects and reflect on what it means for our relationships today. So the first is souls knitted together. The Bible says that the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. This was not just a casual friendship. It was a deep connection based on shared purpose, bravery, and faith. It was not merely about having similar interests. It was about a shared vision for what God was doing in their lives. They were both young men of courage who trusted in God completely, and this common ground brought them together. This deep connection reminds me of Paul's words in Colossians 2 verse 2, where he speaks of believers being knit together in love through their shared faith in Christ. True friendship is about more than just company. It is about sharing the same journey with all its highs and lows, united in a common hope. Secondly, we look at a covenant of love. Jonathan's love for David led him to make a covenant, a deep promise of loyalty. He loved David as his own soul, a love that was not about gaining anything, but about giving. True friendship involves committing ourselves to each other, not out of convenience, but out of genuine love. This is the kind of love Jesus calls us to in Matthew 22, Verse 39, love your neighbor as yourself. Theologically, this covenant mirrors God's covenant with us. God loves us and makes promises to us, not because of anything we have done, but because of his great love. Jonathan shows us that real friendship is about loyalty, sacrifice, and love that expects nothing in return. And then thirdly, we think about sacrificial giving. In verse 4, we read that Jonathan gave David his robe, armor, sword, and belt. This was not just a token gift. These were symbols of Jonathan's status as the king's son. He essentially gave the recognition that would have been his. He was willing to step aside, letting God's will be done through David, even though it meant giving up his own claim to power. This is a powerful reflection of what friendship looks like. Being willing to give, even if it costs us something. Jonathan's loyalty to David points us to an even greater friend, Jesus. Jesus calls us his friends in John 15:15, and he proved it by giving not just his belongings, but his very life for us. He said, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." In Jesus, we see the ultimate model of friendship, a sacrificial love that never falters, never betrays, and never ends. As we seek true friendship with others, we should also remember that we have the perfect friend in Jesus, one who is always faithful, who never leaves us or forsakes us. My dear friends, today we desperately need friendships like David and Jonathan's, relationships characterized by deep connection, loyalty, and sacrificial love. Amidst the pressures of modern life, it is easy to overlook the value of true companionship. Yet we were made for community. As Augustine of Hippo once said, the deepest desire of every human heart is to be known and loved. This is the essence of friendship, knowing and loving each other deeply. Just as Jesus knows and loves us, there are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can you nurture deeper, more meaningful friendships in your life, reflecting the loyalty and love seen in Jonathan and David's relationship? Number two, in what ways can you be a better friend to those around you, showing sacrificial love and commitment, just as Jesus does for us? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of friendship. Help us to be faithful friends to those around us, reflecting the love, loyalty, and sacrifice that Jesus modeled. Teach us to love without expectation, to be loyal even when it is difficult, and to give of ourselves freely. May we always remember that in Jesus we have the ultimate friend, one who will never leave us. Knit our hearts together in love, and let us reflect your grace in all our relationships. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship